I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. The state of Alabama is taking part in the SEC primary election and Super Tuesday today, and some of the ballots being counted this year are a little special. The Alabama Secretary of State's office teamed up with America's Armed Services to make Alabama the first state in the country to accept online votes from military members deployed overseas. Election officials tested the system out with Montgomery's municipal election last year, and they say it's ready for Super Tuesday. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says voting for deployed soldiers used to be a hassle.
We've had electronic ballot delivery for several years where our military personnel can receive their ballots overseas, but then they had to print out the ballot, and then they had to return it through the U.S. mail to hope that it would be received at the point of origin in time for their vote to be counted.
Merrill says the soldiers' ballots can now be submitted and received securely online, and their votes are counted instantaneously. In 2015, the U.S. Space and Rocket Center was ranked Alabama's number one tourism attraction and surpassed some of Alabama's favorites like the Birmingham Zoo and the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail. More than 500,000 people visited the Rocket Center just this past year. Tim Hall is the vice president for business and media initiatives at the Space and Rocket Center. He says the Rocket Center is attracting people from all over the country.
Alabama is now a destination point. People don't just stop off here because they're traveling to someplace else. They're coming here specifically to visit the Space and Rocket Center.
Hall says the Space and Rocket Center offers activities for people of all ages, and there's always something new to learn and see as the exhibits are changing all the time. Alabama's joining 11 other states in American Samoa today for the Super Tuesday nominating contest. The polls have been open for about an hour, and forecasters say widespread thunderstorms are expected this afternoon as Alabama residents are heading to the polls. The National Weather Service says some of the storms this afternoon could be severe. Damaging wind gusts are expected to be the greatest threat. The National Storm Prediction Center has placed most of Alabama under a slight risk of severe weather. The southeastern portion of the state will be at less risk for severe storms. Alabama's Secretary of State's office is projecting a 38% to 40% turnout for the election, and John Merrill says that's a strong showing for an Alabama primary. Seats at stake in Alabama include seats in the U.S. Congress, the state Supreme Court, and many other seats. Alabama's will also be voting for seats on the state school board and on an amendment to create a new retirement system for the state's judges and district attorneys. Now for your forecast.
Mostly cloudy on this Tuesday. Good chance for showers and thunderstorms arriving later this afternoon. Some of those could become strong or severe. Tonight, turning cooler. Lows back at the 40s for a Wednesday. North Alabama, the 50s. South Alabama, the 60s. Will be a touch cooler. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.